What is going on, ladies, gents, puppies, all that good stuff? We are the Trophy Husbands. I'm Marcus.
I'm Steve.
I am Luke.
I'm Nick, and this is episode 3.
Revenge of the Trophy Husbands.
What exactly are we avenging?
I don't know.
It's cool.
He's done us wrong.
Fucking Sally Mae, that's who.
We're coming for you.
School loan, suck dick, give me more aid.
Can we get Sally Mae to sponsor us? Maybe we'll, like, pay off our loans?
That'd be
awesome. All about the sponsors. Always about the sponsors.
Dude, okay, like, I'm a corporate whore. We're not being slutty enough. Like,
come on.
We're fucking Valtrex, Mad Dog, and Carnival Cruise.
This shit is going to be awesome.
I forgot about Carnival Cruise from last week.
How could you forget? That fucking kangaroo is bringing in millions.
Oh, Jesus. I forgot about that, too.
Oh, man. So
what's going on with everyone?
Tonight should be an interesting night. Last night was quite the doozy.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
It was unexpected.
Everyone just kind of was drinking like the world was going to end. Well, at least I was, but...
Well, that's nothing new. I mean...
Yeah, no, not at all.
I guess, but...
I mean... But let's give the audience a little taste of what's going on tonight. Right. We're going to be going down to our friend James Franco, as we've mentioned before, his place down in Baltimore, kind of a housewarming party. And by housewarming, I don't mean bringing in nice things for his house. I mean, we're getting a keg. I think they're getting a keg. People are bringing in liquor, and we're just getting messed up.
Yep,
and I mean, what are we looking at here, guys? Does anyone know? It's got to be around 20, 25 people,
at least,
right?
Because you've got the four of them, like, plus our usual. And then, like, last night, I think everyone was just like, Travis kept going, you come to Baltimore? You come to Baltimore? You come to Baltimore?
Yeah, even if somebody's like, oh, I'm not, you know, I don't want to drink tomorrow. He's like, still, just come. Just come, like, come in. Anyway. Yeah. Come
I mean,
out.
It's going to be a pretty big party, I feel. And, I feel it's gonna get messy.
Yeah.
I mean,
but
so that's why we bring condoms and Bibles? Like, we pray and, like, no babies?
We pray and we fuck.
We pray for no babies?
Yeah, like, you know, they say you should pray over your meals before you eat?
You pray over your condoms? In a sense, don't we all? Dear God, please bless this condom in the name of the Padre and the Father and the Zer de Santa.
Bang!
Bang!
Let's go.
And then you go to confession the next day. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
I blessed my condom, and then I stuck it in. Get a little rhyme going on there.
Well, no wonder she's pregnant. You blessed it.
And the priest is just like, look, son, you come in and confess this every single weekend.
It's like, Don, you ever seen Don John? Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He, like, I just love at the end of every confession with his priest. He's like, he goes on what he did throughout the week. He's like, also, I've had sex out of wedlock X amount of times and masturbated like 30 times in a week or something. I'm like, oh my God, dude.
I mean, at least it's honest about
it. He just puts it at the end of every single confession.
This just throws it out there. By the way!
Yeah, I think that's like the actual, oh, by the way, I've had sex out of wedlock 7 times this week and masturbated 22 times. And then he's like, 30 Hail Marys, be on your way or whatever. I don't know. I've never gone to confession. I'm not Catholic, so whatever they say.
I mean, that's basically along the lines.
Yeah.
And well, some priests will give you like this whole like little sermon, like try to give you like a piece of advice. Like,
exactly.
And then other priests are just like that, like, well, don't do it again. Three Hail Marys and an Our Father. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I think they told me to do it once when I was in second grade, and I was just like, I don't know what to do this ever again.
Well, you have your first confession as part of the sacraments and all that.
And that was my only confession.
First and last.
Boom. Steve's not... Yeah, I could just see you just confessing to something random. And it's like, never do that again.
I've never been nice to my parents.
That was my confession.
No, I could see Steve, at least in St. Pat's, I don't know what it was for you, Steve, but with us, it was second grade we had first confession and first communion. And I could see you, even in second grade, being like, I masturbated the other day.
Why are you
even in puberty?
Why are you thinking about little kids masturbating? That's what I'm wondering.
Hey, everyone finds themselves at some time.
Well,
okay.
Some just find it sooner than later.
There goes Valtrex.
What, they don't support child masturbation?
This is getting dark.
Really is.
All right, new.
Yeah, okay, let's
new topic.
I've never had. I don't think we've. in our tenure at Trovios, who's ever had to be like, okay, let's change the subject. Like, it's always a smooth transition to the next one. Now it's like, nope.
No. We made it up to episode 3. That's not terrible.
Okay. We had a good run, guys.
Yeah. If you're still listening, you're probably not, but if you are.
Thank you.
From the bottom.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for putting up with us.
Yeah. So anyway, last night, did you leave early, Nick?
Me?
Last
yeah, night? I was gone by about like 2:33 o'clock.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. I remember you were there at one point, and then you were just like disappeared. Like, you pulled some Batman shit. You were just like,
like, sorry, I gotta go fuck.
Pretty much, Nick was just like, he had a fucking smoke grenade. He's like, boom, gone. Like, a booty call. Yeah. No, it was.
Hey, it's like, you know, Gotham needs me. Are you calling your girlfriend Gotham?
Call him part of her Gotham.
Oh, Jesus.
So when you go downtown.
Then I'm going downtown.
I mean, if you really think about it, Gotham all the time is like dark and wet. So
that makes perfect sense.
Wow.
Oh my goodness. Oh,
it's gotta be stanky too.
That's the asshole. That's Arkham Asylum.
Sweet Jesus.
Man, I love
Joker's
dark,
hold up in there.
I love the dark turns this episode's taking.
I need to be Batman and pound some justice into Gotham.
Oh my. But yeah, like you left like right after the bar.
Yeah, he was out.
Yeah, he was done. He's just like, all right, have my fun. Fuck you guys. I'm going home. Yep. And then you left like 2:30. Well, it was your house, so, but even though you've done that before, you're just like, everybody go to my house and
peace.
You don't show the fuck up.
Yeah.
You're just like, here's the key.
I came back, right?
Yeah,
like,
he came back.
Yeah,
no,
you guys
no.
beat me there.
Yeah, but, no, but I'm saying, yeah. You were just like, at one point, you were fine, like you had a nice buzz going, and then you just went like,
well,
boom!
It was because we got back. And I think I went to Dan. I was like, you want to take a tequila shot? And then literally every, like, all the girls were like, I want to take a tequila shot. So I was like, okay. So everyone just, like, got hyped off tequila shots. And so we kept doing them.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, I'm struggling.
Yeah, whoops. Dude.
Not the lack of sleep, just, no.
Yeah. It was just, like, random city last night. Like, we had a decent amount of people.
Yeah, that was just it. Like, Alex and I walked up to Luke's place because I had to leave a little bit earlier because I had gotten a case for John and Tom because John had asked me to. So I had to leave Murph's like 5 minutes earlier than everyone else. So we got up there before everyone else. But I was really surprised because we're just chilling there waiting for everyone to come back. And I'm like, I see everyone coming up. I'm like, where the hell did all these people come from? It just seemed like a ton of people were just appeared out of nowhere.
Well, it was the normal people, and then we had all...
The normal degenerates, so they're there every time.
Yeah, I honestly can't remember what was happening.
Give you the rundown.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We had the normal people, and all the fucking, like, bouncers showed up.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, the new bouncer was there.
Yeah, the new bouncer was there with John and Tom, and then it was...
See, I wasn't there when they showed. Only Tom had gotten there by the time.
Yeah,
because John showed up, like, way later, and then Lizzie and Gabby... came, but Gabby brought like 3 of her friends as well, and then Rachel, Jenna, Gio, Eric, Amanda.
That's right.
Like,
she was in town.
Everybody underneath the sun.
Yes.
I think Steckman.
Steckman was
right.
He was
Steckman
out on the
came,
porch.
Yeah.
Steckman was there, and it was just. But it wasn't even crazy. That's the best. Like, Dante, of course.
Yeah.
I think it might have had something to do with, like, just hear me out. Like, people smoking outside. Because, you know, when everyone's, like, you know, just inside,
jammed
like jammed in, chain smoking cigarettes, everyone just, like, gets hyped up together. So it's like, gotta go outside. So there's, like, there's, like, a crowd of people outside. All
yeah,
smoking,
it was
kind of
split.
Then, right. So we didn't, I think that
kind of kept
the
it
routers.
A little more
yeah,
chill.
Exactly. So.
Yeah.
I mean, I never even made it inside. I just chilled on your porch the entire time before I left.
And you're like, I don't like you anymore.
Pretty much. And I know Luke's just crying about it because he doesn't have anyone to chill with him for the Sunrise Crew anymore.
Whatever. I just went to bed. Yeah. I get to sleep now. Thank you.
I was
aren't you special?
Finally.
Yeah. Finally. I've been praying for this day for a long time.
You'll have to go to confession for that one.
you passed out. I was knocked out on the couch a little bit there.
I think it was like 4:35-ish when I went to bed.
Yeah. It was like, but it was weird because it was three of us on the couch, but it wasn't like everybody took
Oh, I saw your Snapchat that you put
up. Yeah.
Did Rachel pass out too?
Yeah, Rachel and Jenna passed out behind the couch, like by the radiator.
Behind the couch?
Yeah. Not like.
Okay, I was gonna say, like the little time.
Yeah.
They pulled
sideways
it back
from
to
the couch. Sideways.
Fucking couch fort. Yeah. Hashtag couch fort. But, it was funny, cause, like, the one girl kept trying to. Well, she wasn't an asshole, but she was trying to be, like, sassy. Mm-hmm. And so she asked me, she's like, so. Try and guess my favorite color. Like, what do you think my favorite color is?
And you're
is?
Like, I don't really care.
No. Well, I did a lot of that too, but this one was magical because she would just say something.
Magical.
And she would, like, I forget what she said. She was just like, it can't get any worse. I was like, it could be you. Or I was just like, she, but that's the thing. Like, she was trying to give me shit and she was failing miserably.
Yeah, so I'm just going to throw it back at her.
Like, trying to give you any kind of crap is just ridiculous because it's just like how I think we said about it before with Luke. It's just like, if someone insults me, I'm like, do better. My friends insult me worse than
like,
that.
So you call me an asshole, like, come on.
Yeah, no, but she was just playing.
Right.
Which, I mean, it was all fun and cool. Like, they were all really cool. She was kind of a little on the hyper side, but I was like, all right. Yeah, you know, no big deal.
I was like, I'm cool. It's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. But we're all like one massive pile on the couch. And she's like, so try and guess my favorite color. I look at her with a straight face. I'm just like, dick.
Oh, I saw your tweet about that.
God.
And she just starts laughing her ass off. She's like, that's actually a really good answer.
And then, my dick your favorite color?
And then,
That's just it. It's like, what color of dick?
I fucking should have asked that shit.
Exactly.
God damn it.
To the time machine.
1.21 gigawatts.
That's like,
you'll regret that. Everyone will end up having a dick for a head at the end.
And then, like, I had a necklace on, and her other friend was
everyone
like,
was all over that necklace last night, dude. I kept on noticing people grabbing, like, oh, Marcus, who? Like, it's like, I like this necklace.
What necklace was it?
It was.
It's like a little dog tag kind of
thing. Oh, right.
Yeah, with the space. And her friend was like, pulling on it, just joking, just like, just I'm gonna choke you. And I was just like, you know, we're gonna need a safe word. And she turned fucking beet red. Like, she's like, you into that? I was just like, you know, try.
Well, like, you know, I'll swing once, like.
Yeah, and I was just like, so what's the safe word? She's like, cherry pie. How's that sound?
Wow.
And I was just like, yeah, just like you, right? Yeah. So I said something along those lines, and I was just like,
she's
too many syllables.
Blushing and blushing.
Yeah. Like, I was just having a field day. And then at one point, we're all passed out. And I look over, and Tom sees me, like, laying on the couch with them. He's just like, fuck you, Marcus. Fuck you. I'm just like,
Tom is probably the saltiest motherfucker in the world.
Yeah. It was all good.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah.
It was a good night. And then you were just like,
I don't even know. What did I do? Can you just refresh my memory? Because
no, you were just, you didn't do anything, like, in particular. You were just typical, like, you. You were just, like, running around hugging people. And I think you're just like, Lizzie, I love you. You just kissed her on the cheek and, like, ran away.
See ya.
Yeah. And you just kept holding everyone's hand, and you were just like, I forget who it was. Oh, it was Lizzie, because we were out front, and you and I were talking about something, and she chimed in, and you're just like, you turned to her with a straight face, like, you're not a trophy husband.
Sorry, you're not welcome.
Fucking normies.
Normies. There's trophy husbands, and then there's the norms.
Fucking normies. Normies.
Okay. See, that's like the most satisfying thing, like, after you black out, knowing that you didn't really do anything.
Do anything
that bad.
Too stupid?
Yeah, no, you were fine, And then everybody else was kind of like, let's smoke weed. Yeah. I'm just like, no, thank you, but you guys enjoy your night.
Well, you know, last night, I can't remember if I was telling you, Marcus, or I was telling Luke. I think I was telling Luke. Watch out, everyone. New podcast coming here soon.
Oh, yeah.
Ben and I were talking about it, and we're just saying about, like, Libby and Alex just abusing us. And we're just like, we should. I always think about doing the podcast here today, and Ben just goes, we should do a podcast of our own. We should call it The Beaten Boyfriends.
That sounds so boring. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna lie.
See, you were part of that, remember?
I know. And I still think it sounds...
What, are you just gonna lament about your relationship
problems? Yeah, exactly.
We're like the bitching boyfriends.
Whiny bitches.
Meanwhile, Luke and I will have our own podcast called Bitches and Grilled Cheese. Like, that's gonna be awesome. Like, we're gonna talk about bitches and we're gonna eat grilled cheese. Like, bam.
What more do you get? You want?
Nothing.
That's like super appealing. Everyone's gonna want to join us too. No one's gonna hear you guys bitch about your problems.
That's true.
Unless you just want to turn on NPR. And then you're
gonna... Welcome to NPR. You gotta put on that kind of voice. Just hello. This is Beaten Boyfriend.
Now it just sounds like a really bad, like a PSA for, you know, abuse, like abusive.
Are you an abusive relationship?
Now for our latest sponsor, Beaten Boyfriends.
Now from Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah, exactly, Sarah McLachlan.
Comes on at 3 a.m. when you're just trying to watch like fucking reruns of old cartoons.
And the sad song starts playing, and you're like, no.
Just imagine, because you have all the, like the puppies and everything where they're all messed up. Imagine it's just like Nick and Steve, just their faces pummeled in with black eyes.
He's like a single tear.
Fucking
slow. He's like in a cage and he's and then Sarah McLachlan.
Boyfriend's being his own feces.
And then it cuts to Sarah McLachlan and Steve just like laying in her lap, stroking his head.
For as little as $1 a day, you can help this beaten boyfriend escape from his abusive relationship.
For free, I can just avoid the pitfalls.
Which is what? Oh, being in a relationship.
Does Maggie listen to this?
She's going to. We joke here. We like to have fun.
We do. And speaking on having fun here, guys, I thought I'd bring up this article that I found.
Nice.
Okay. Now, it's a short article, so I'll read the whole thing. But, you know what?
Just wait for the thoughts.
You know what? No, I'm going to bury the lead on this. I was going to bring up the title, but I'm going to bury the lead and just start going here.
Goodness. Do it.
All right, let's see.
All right. A man was reported to police for farting. A man in Laholm, Holland County in Sweden was reported to police because he farted after the woman he was with denied to have sex with him. She reported the incident to the local police, saying that his revenge fart disturbed her peace of mind. The man and the woman, whose names were not released to the public, I wonder why, had talked about having sex in different occasions, but they are not in a relationship. According to the woman, the man visited her in her house with the desire to have sex with her. When she refused to indulge him, he simply farted and left. It smelled very bad in my flat, the woman said in her police report. The police spokesperson said they had an obligation to check if criminal actions were involved, but the incident was not investigated further. The news just made it to the local papers. So really, the policemen are just like, why are we even looking at this? The guy farted. That's it.
Forensics is like, I have a pink eye now.
Exactly.
Thanks.
I think this is the reason why there's so much police brutality, because they have to go cases like this and they just get pissed off and end up shooting people.
Well, it was in Sweden, of all places. I mean, it's so just like...
Do they even carry guns there?
That's actually a good question. They might have just been
right.
Carrying billy clubs.
But that just goes to show you, like, dumb people will make a case out of anything. Like, if we're going to be arrested or persecuted for farting, then take me to jail. Now!
I want to know is, I'm just like, how do you... Where does she pull the crap that the smell was so bad it disturbed her peace of mind?
I've had some farts that...
Yeah, I've smelled some pretty bad farts.
That disturbed your peace of mind?
Yeah, I'm like, God, I gotta fucking leave. This is gross.
No, yeah, that doesn't disturb your peace of mind, though.
That's disturbing my peace of mind.
Like,
I'm unhappy.
I get an image of, like, Pepe Le Pew or something.
No, she pulled it from where he was trying to visit her fucking asshole. That's what, like, she pulled it out of her ass. That's where it came from.
Oh my God.
But I also do just want to know what was going through the guy's mind, though. Just like, What? We talked about having sex. I mean, I know we're not committed, but okay, you know what? Fine. And just like run away, like
yes.
You know, good old
happy saw cat.
What happened to like good old fashioned taking a shit
in a bag and laying it on fire? Let's go back to the old days, guys. Now we've got this new fandangled farting in, stinking up in. Actually, you know what? That's another question. I want to know what the hell this guy was eating that it was that bad of a fart.
What did they eat? What
Taco
like,
Bell. It's just Taco Bell.
But what's like Swedish? What's like typical Swedish cuisine?
Meatballs.
He just had a tub of meatballs.
they don't have Chick-fil-A meatballs there. They have meat filet. Eat all these meatball trays.
He made a meat slurry and just fucking beer bombed it on her front porch, and it's like, she doesn't have sex
with
like, me.
He's like, shake, shake, shake. This is gonna be good. Oh my
God. Yes. Let it settle. It'll be glorious.
She's gonna say no. I know she's gonna say no. She's gonna wish she said yes. But or at least said no to me without letting me inside the apartment.
Here's the thing, right? If he farted that bad, imagine if they were having sex.
That's what I was just thinking. Yes.
And he just rips it, and she like passes the fuck out or some shit. Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be a lot worse if they were naked and it happened. So.
I mean, after a while.
I won't lie, I've been naked and I've farted while in bed.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it happens.
Who hasn't farted during sex?
Like? No one. No one. And if you say you haven't, you're a liar.
Or a virgin.
Yes. It gets to the point where even if you're like, when you're comfortable with somebody, you just tell them straight up, you're like, yo.
I'm gonna fart.
I gotta fart.
Yeah.
Like, so.
I don't do it anymore.
I'm just gonna be like, it's happening.
Or you get to that point where it's like, I don't even have to give forewarning.
Sick. I'm not even sorry.
And then they just kick you to get back on your side of the bed. Get back on your side of the bed, you farted.
No, you just fart, and then you just Dutch oven, but you like tuck it under the pillow. Like, we'll both enjoy the stench of my labor.
I feel bad yesterday. I was laying across their bed, and I was on her side of the bed. My ass was on her side of the bed. So it was like, my ass facing one of her pillows. I was like, oh no, that's bad. I didn't do that. You'll never find it.
Yeah, you're really just digging yourself in a hole in this episode.
But wash you see, all of your pillows.
Where do you use these blankets for otherwise?
Yeah.
I don't know if I feel safe with my face right on.
These are thanks to Joanne Fabrics, our new sponsor.
We have so many fake sponsors. Exactly. We're so rich with fake money.
No, the thing is though,
just like banks.
With Steve and his farting, this is going back a ways. As long as he doesn't have, what was it, ham and onion pizza?
I really think that was just me not having pooed that day and just mixed with everything.
This was back in, what, eighth grade, I think. Steve, oh my God. Steve pinned, we were over at Steve's house and we'd had ham and onion pizza and a couple other stuff prior, and this a couple hours later. Steve pinned our friend Andrew was asleep on the couch. He had passed out first.
He wasn't even asleep. He's still awake.
Steve goes over and basically pins him down and almost point blank.
No, he could have moved. You make it sound like rape. It was not rape.
Fart rape.
Regardless, basically point blank farts in Andrew's face.
No, I aimed it perfectly, so it just went right up his nose.
I've done that to somebody. No, my friend's family, they were just really like, yeah, like whenever you would just want to come over and crash. So, the whole family I consider my friend, but like one of the girls, had all of her friends over, so they were getting work done to their kitchen and stuff. So I was helping her mom, like watch the girls and watch the house and stuff.
Sure, sure.
And so she took us out to Big Apple Bagels. And got us breakfast sandwiches and stuff. And the thing was, like, so there was three girls and there was me. And the one that we were up just chilling, watching movies. And two of them passed out. And we're just like, well, let's fucking draw shit on them. Yeah, supervisor, adult thing. Like,
And so the one girl got mad and tried to get revenge, and then I ate a Big Apple bagel, egg and cheese, and ham sandwich.
Oh, God.
And it was just like, it was like one of those, like, gurgly, gravelly ones.
You can feel it brewing.
This is gonna be a storm and a half.
Yeah. And I, no, it's almost done.
Oh. Good. No, I said storm.
Oh, storm.
No, no, no.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
no,
yeah,
no. Yeah, yeah. It's like this the storm is brewing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This is damn really pink eye. But I, like, jumped up, and she was sitting on the couch. I jumped up and, like, grabbed her, the back of her head, and just, like, shoved it in my ass and farted on her forehead. And it was one of those where it's like, oh, and, like, took off.
Jesus Christ.
All right, so here's a good question. How many tequila shots are you doing this evening?
Ooh, that is a good question.
Oh, my gosh. I don't count. Like...
You see,
I just do, like...
That's one hand down.
I just keep going, and I'm like, my stomach kind of hurts. Maybe I'll slow down. I know it's probably not the best system.
The thing that I'm going to enjoy is the fact that we're down there, and Brian is a big, like, whiskey, scotch guy kind of thing. Like, he gets, like, actual good whiskey and scotch. Mm. So... I think last time I was down there, I had like a 15 or 18-year-old Macallan or something like that.
Nice.
And I'm just like, all right. I know that, I mean, yes, there's, don't get me wrong, it's going to be switching up between the nights. But like at one point, I'll be pounding back a beer. But another point, I guarantee you, I'm going to be sitting there maybe with a little Macallan on the rocks or something. Just like,
Ryan's going to be like, would you like a scotch, sir?
Exactly.
And then meanwhile, everybody over here is just like, we found this, this liquor. It's $4 for a whole... gallon, and it's fermented in a boot, and it's made. It's made in Gettysburg.
The thing is, the bar that they have down there, or it's like the bar in their house. And you've got all of Brian's classy scotch,
exactly.
Like 12-year, 18-year Macallan, all these different scotches. Then there's like a plastic bottle of London London Dry Gin. There's a bottle of Jack.
Yep.
And then some kind of tequila as well. It's just and then. Another plastic bottle of something other. It's just the weirdest assortment. And all the, like, scotch is in the back. It's like, move this up front. Come on, let's get this gin out of here.
You see, what it's going to be is that there's going to be a select few of us who are, like, sitting over there, like, sipping, like, yes, it's good. And then there's going to be Marcus over in the other corner, like, yo, what up? I brought the Mad Dog!
Oh, God. Fucking Mad Dog.
Oh, should I get some Mad Dog?
Oh, my God, Steve.
Yes!
Yes! Two bottles
Steve's turn. Dude, they're fairly cheap. They're like, that big bottle's like $9.
That's fucking
awesome. Ah, you've made a convert of Steve.
It wasn't bad, good. Though, right?
Yeah. All I'm saying is remember how you woke up the next morning.
No, it wasn't even the Mad Dog. That was the fucking tequila shots.
Mm-hmm.
The tequila...
Yeah, I didn't feel bad after the Mad Dog.
I just have a love-hate relationship with tequila.
You love to drink it.
I love it, and it hates me.
Yeah.
It's like,
I mean, that just sounds like a lot of things in your life.
It's like I'm the person who keeps going back to their abusive significant other.
Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah. Beauty and the Beast. Which is which?
Which one is which? Yeah. That's for you to decide.
I don't know.
The answer is yes.
Tequila's just not too pretty, and neither am I. So
tequila's never pretty. See, that's the thing. Like, people.
No, I'm sorry. Go.
No, you hang out first.
No,
I love you more.
Literally had nothing to do with what you're talking about. So just go. Just go.
God damn it, Steve. No, but like it's funny that people just like I can't drink this because that'll happen or I can't. But when you're just like we have tequila, everyone's eyes get super big. Like
ooh.
But it's like a good and bad. It's like should I test the water?
Exactly. Like do I dare?
And you got people like I'll do one if you do one. Like
yeah, and then like five shots later, they're like you trying to do another one? And I'm like. Ugh! Like my soul is melting out. I'm gonna leave it in the toilet in the form of vomit.
It's okay. I already vomited in that bathroom downstairs. So
did you?
I already christened that. Remember? Not this. Not our bathroom.
His?
Oh, Travis's.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. You did.
When did you vomit down there?
I woke up. Well, it was. Were you there that weekend? No, you weren't.
I wasn't there. You told me about it.
It was me and Nick, other Nick. I woke up and I just like looked out the window and I was like, I'm gonna vomit.
I'm gonna do that now.
It was because I had a tequila shot without taking the lime or the salt.
No trace.
Oh,
jeez.
So, for some reason, that mixed with everything, and it was like, no. This is washing machine problem going on here. We gotta get this out.
Oh my god.
It's on the spin cycle right now, and it doesn't plan on stopping.
But no, I like projectile vomit into their toilet.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, god. Nah, you see, with me, like, I don't really get sick like that often. I don't remember the last time that I did end up puking from drinking too much. I think I've done it maybe 2 or 3 times. But, I don't know, for some reason, I just, like, my body, like, is missing that trigger where it's like, hey, you're not feeling good, or you're going to be super drunk because of this. You need to get it out. It's just like, it's okay. We'll take care of it. The liver's going to filter it.
Same butt.
Yeah. No, dude. New Year's. This is how I knew it was going to be a good New Year's. Everybody.
Oh, were you down in Baltimore for
New Year's? Yeah, we went to New Year's. Yeah, that was pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I had freaking Manschewitz. The big bottle.
That?
It's like this Jewish Passover
wine.
Yeah, super sweet. And so I had it was like peaches and cream, and then I had something else. I actually put vodka in the Manschewitz.
Oh my gosh.
Like, put that in.
How does that seem like a good idea?
You're like trying to dilute the sweetness maybe?
Even the vodka was sweet. It was like, I think, freaking...
Yeah, I'm with you, Steve.
It was like mango vodka or something. Oh, and I was just like, bam, let's go. But the next day, I wake up, no one's awake, and I'm just like, I have an inferno inside of me right now. Like, so within the first 10 minutes of being awake in the new year, like,
good way to start off the new year.
Yeah, like, go. Not only did I have the liquor shits, but I puked. So it was like, boom! It's just like, boom!
Come from both ends. That's like a symptom of E. coli.
Oh, yeah. Like, and then, so that was like the day. It was just like, bam, boom! And then half an hour later, I think Sarah woke up. She's like, can I paint your nails? Or, you know, Sarah.
So like, I don't care.
Yeah, so it was just like that. It was just a weird day. I was just like, this is going to be a good year. We're going to have fun.
What a good start. All I got to say is I'm just thinking in my head, who non-Jewish gets messed up on Manischewitz, Marcus?
Manischewitz, the new sponsor.
Manischewitz isn't a brand. It's a kind of wine.
I don't care.
Whatever the fuck. Whatever. I don't even know what this is. Sorry, if I don't know what it is, I don't think we can let it sponsor us. I'm cutting this. I'm calling it. Nope.
We'll just mix it. We'll make our own. Manischewitz 2020.
Know, like, that's like conflicting. But those are like conflicting street wines, it seems like. We can't be sponsored by
a combination of the two best street wines.
We can't be
sponsored by the ultimate street wine.
Oh, when our street wines combine,
we bring you bad decisions.
great stories.
Exactly.
We don't even need alcohol, honestly.
That's true.
No,
that's true. Like, we have had some fantastic times.
No, I like to think that, you know, oh, my true inner asshole comes out when I'm drunk, but it's just, I just use it as an excuse. I can do bad all by myself.
The fact of the matter is that that is something I hear a lot of people, like, a couple of my coworkers don't drink at all, and they always give me crap. They're like, Nick, you can have fun without alcohol. I'm like, I'm not, that's not what it is. Like, that's just what my friends and I go out and do. We're not just like, if we're sitting there, we can't not have fun if we are not drinking.
Yeah. It's like we're just sitting in a circle, so... What's up, guys?
What's up?
All right, let's get the beer.
Exactly. It's like,
you
want to
start a prayer circle? Did you bring your rosary and Bible?
How's your retirement plan? You're in 4K going up all hills.
Yeah, when Luke was helping me move into the apartment, I can't even tell you how much we were laughing about the stupid crap that was going on there. I mean, it was miserable, but we also still had a good time with it.
Good time. But it's like, next time they say that shit, you should just be like, well, you could still be a crazy cat lady and get laid. Like, what the hell?
Like, Mark just is like, trust me, I know. I've been hitting up all the crazy cat ladies.
Like, hey, man. Sometimes they just want you to wear the fairy outfit and roll.
We're the only ones left on OKCupid. What can you say?
Should I put you in touch with
He swipes until he finds them on Tinder.
Hey, man. Cast the net wide.
age range is like 50 to 70.
If there's a cat in the picture, I'm what is it, swipe right?
Swipe right.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, I've never used Tinder.
I
don't want to say shit.
Totally kidding.
He looked at the microphone and went,
He's like, come on, dude, really?
The microphone's just like, you're lying to me.
Tell the truth.
Speak the truth.
This is Luke's confession booth.
Yes, this is.
What do I have to leave with? Like, you know, what are you gonna give me instead of Hail Marys? Like,
tequila shots.
Five tequila shots.
Strapping Junior.
But that's what causes me to come to confession.
Exactly, it's a never-ending cycle.
It works.
Oh my god.
But no, to answer your question, I had. It was a good friend of mine way back. We went to like elementary and high school and all that shit together. She drank Manshevitz, and she got it the one time, and I was just like, what the heck is this? She's like, Manshevitz, why? Try some. So she was the one that put me on to Manshevitz. Shout out Sandy with the Manshevitz. It was a good time, yeah.
Was she Jewish?
Fuck no. She just knew. I think she dated somebody that was Jewish. And
That's
where the Manshevitz wave started. But it's a good time. No, dude.
Watch out, folks. It's going to be the newest drink taking over all the bars.
Yeah,
Manshevitz.
It's actually pretty good.
Go to order Manshevitz.
It's not bad. I've had it.
Yeah, yeah, dude. The peaches and cream was freaking immaculate.
I'm just laughing at you being like, yeah, I got drunk off it. I'm like, who gets drunk off Manshevitz?
Like
a whole bottle by yourself, I think you would get drunk off of anything, really.
Yeah, I had
drunk. Except for like
water.
And
I'm so water wasted.
It's a juice.
I've read about that though. Actually, you can get like water wasted.
Gasoline.
No.
No, we're not killing brain cells that way.
We kill them in a smarter way. SMRT.
Okay, get out. Get out of our prayer circle.
If you can't spell it right,
don't spell it at
use
all.
Use it.
Exactly.
Steve, then that would take out like 90% of the English vocabulary for you.
Spell Manshevitz.
What? Why do we go always go on to the hard burn? It's a hard burn.
That's all I have.
It's not like a good burn. It's just a hard burn.
That's all I have. I never have the build-ups or anything like that. I just get one good shot, and that's it.
And that's not even a good shot, though.
For me, it's a good shot.
That's
pretty good. I'm saying, these guys laughed. It just hurt your feelings, that's all.
It's an immediate attack of feelings, though.
Feelings. Steve, is that what this is? Is this a feeling sharing circle? Like...
You have the floor.
You have the floor, Steve. How do you feel about what I just said?
The tent is open for your discussion.
Do you actually want me to tell you?
No, I couldn't really care less.
Well, exactly. So what's the point?
Don't make entertaining radio?
Not really, because you just want to manipulate it more.
Ooh.
He comes out swinging.
Yeah. The hard hit.
Okay.
All right.
He's
like, you took the first swing, I'm finishing it up.
I ain't even mad. All right. But anyway, so, yeah.
Marcus, wait, no, can you spell Manshevitz? Otherwise you can't say it.
Oh, all right. L-U-K-E space S-U-C-K-S space all caps D-I-C-K-S Z-Z-Z-Z-Z. One exclamation point.
Yeah!
What?
Nailed it! Fucking A on that test.
Did it.
Mic drop, nailed it.
Gonna drink so much. Luke sucks dizzix.
Okay. At least I'm allowed to say it. I can spell it, so...
Ah, fuck you, asshole.
Anyway, alright, so another random-ass thing from last night. We're sitting on the couch, and the one girl is just like, you wanna know something about her? And I'm just like, what's up? And she's like, she has no gag reflex! Like, tee-hee! I'm like,
what?
Huh?
I think, remember last week when we were talking about the subtle hints that girls make? I think that might have been one of them. Like,
no, I don't think it was. I think she was just like...
like drunk, and she's like, ah, she can take a dick in their mouth.
Yeah, like, all right, so I've got a pack of graham crackers for anybody who can guess who takes a dick like a champ. Like, you guessed her. Boom, oh, you're correct. Geez. Enjoy the snack. It's laced with LSD.
Oh, my favorite.
But no, it was just so random. I'm just like, that's nice. Good for you.
Happy that's great. That's mm-hmm. great. Yeah.
You're going to make a man very happy one day.
You are. He's probably going to buy you
maybe
a boat.
Maybe tonight.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. Gonna roll that dice. fucking last night, we were on the dance floor, and everybody's doing the wobble. Your wonderful significant other came out to do the wobble with us.
I heard.
Yeah.
Oh, and yeah, and then you guys got dragged out, like, immediately after. Well, she came back, and then you guys went out.
Yeah.
Luke brought you out.
Yeah.
That's right.
So we're doing the wobble, and I come back to the table, and she's like, damn, all those white people kept bumping into me. For context, ladies and gentlemen, she's whiter than snow.
She's the
like,
she's pale.
The, she's the whitest white times white that ever whited since white was white.
She's like white rice in a snowstorm on a white plate.
Yeah, riding a polar bear. But no, she obviously says this jokingly, but like apparently the section that she was dancing by had no rhythm and like didn't know the steps well, so they kept bumping into her, and I was just like, I forget what I said. I was just like, yeah, you gotta, there's something along the lines of like, yeah, they're terrible or something, and she's like, what do you mean, them? No, I forget. But it turned out just being kind of like this joke about white women. Oh. That's all I boiled down
to. You forget the punchline, but hey,
yeah. And, white women dance, yeah. Yeah. I just remember.
Ha, 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 that's so funny, my
yeah.
Jesus.
I fucking love it. Fucking, I am Night Shyamalan. The shit out of that. I built it up. It was going to be great, and it's fell the fuck apart.
What did you say?
The Happening too.
The Last Airbender.
Yeah. It was something like she was just like, yeah, she's like white women. And I was like, you know what? I love white women. They're my favorite snack. Boom. Yeah, but Avatar The Last Airbender. Yeah.
Worst movie ever.
Never saw it. Never had any interest in seeing it.
Don't. It got like a 7% on Rotten Tomatoes. Mm-hmm. At that point, you're fucking trying.
And that was like in... like major
you're
white
trying. Who's trying? You or the director?
Yes, is the answer. The answer is.
Well, is it still the worst one that's ever been rated on there? The Room.
I don't know.
The Room's even tolerable.
The Room is awful.
Jack and Jill's like it.
You haven't even watched
it. I have watched The Room. No, I saw it on Adult Swim.
When they aired it on television.
They did. They did for a while. Adult Swim for like 4 or 5 years. When I was in high school. Would put on The Room as their April Fools. Like, every single year, for like 4 or 5 years, they would just loop The Room 3 or 4 times. It was awful.
The Room is just, it's like a really bad porno, essentially.
So, it's kind of like your life?
Yeah, you know. I wouldn't hate it. I mean, I think I act better than, what's his name, Tommy Bijou.
But what isn't it Seth Rogen and James Franco doing like
the disaster artist?
Yeah, like a mockumentary kind of thing about the making of it.
It's like a biopic of like the making of The Room.
Yeah,
and yeah, James Franco plays what's his name, Tommy Bijou, who plays "You Are Tearing Me Apart, Lisa."
Oh gosh!
And then there's actually like a really like it has a star-studded cast.
That was like if you ever. Any of you guys ever listen to Patton Oswalt's stand-up?
Here and there.
Not much.
And he was talking about this one movie called Deathbed, where it was just like, people would go to sleep and this bed would like eat them. Like, what fucking fever dream?
It sounds like a sci-fi original.
Yeah, it probably, no, but it was actually, it was back in, I think the 70s or some shit like that, where people actually sat down and was just like, I'm gonna write an entire script and then like, go out and make an independent film about this bed eating and destroying people.
That's the thing I always wonder about, like, you know, the really horrible movies. Because you start out, someone's got an idea. They write this really bad idea on a piece of paper. They have to get a bunch of producers or people to put up money for it.
They think that it's a good idea.
Convince these people to give money so they can make the film. Or go to a company, like, you know, if you go to Warner Brothers or something, you sell this script, where you have another room full of people who think this isn't a bad idea, and then those people give you money to make this really, really awful idea. It's just this long string of people who think, hey, this might work, but it doesn't. Like Jack and Jill, who thought Adam Sandler played a man and a woman
would be
a good idea.
That's like, kind of like every Friday night, though, if you really think about it.
That's kind of true.
See, here's the thing. All right.
This is going to be a great idea.
Yeah, because, like, think about it. All right, so you got employed. So these people have a corporate ladder. You are in that corporate ladder. You are just at the bottom, like all of us fucking shit scrubbers. But, so they gave you the job. Thus, they gave you the money. You took the money. You went out and you got alcohol. And there's that cute chick that you're trying to do stuff with. And you think you're going to. And you're just like, I'm going to do something crazy with her. I'm going to bang her in a horse mask. And you think it's a great idea. And then when you realize that you've totally alienated this poor girl. And you've totally weirded her out. And you can never see her again in public. And you're just like, well, I thought it was a good idea. Like, it seemed... It seems like a good idea.
Really just elaborate, awesome analogy.
I just don't know if that would ever be a good idea.
It really makes me think there's some truth to it.
Marcus is like, I might know this from personal experience, but...
Horse mask, I'm just thinking, where can I go buy a horse mask right now?
Party. No, I got a Batman mask, and I got a Rey Mysterio mask. Like,
oh, jeez.
There we go.
Okay.
Halloween's fun.
I want this, I want this, I want this.
No, yeah. Batman mask is the butt of this.
Oh my gosh, you might just like have ignited a fetish in me. I just want to like wear different masks every time I have sex from now on.
Wait, did you just say that the Batman mask is a goal for you?
Yeah, man, who doesn't want to be Batman? I mean, the thing about you're banging somebody and you're Batman. Like,
well, it just goes back to what we were talking about earlier, bringing justice to Gotham.
Damn right. See, it comes full circle. But I do not. Just straight. But, I mean, why the fuck not?
What if it was, like, a scary clown mask? Like, what if you went home with, like, it's like the hottest girl you've ever been with, but she said you could only sleep with her if she wore, like, the scariest, freakiest clown mask?
I would just fuck with it the entire time. Like, I'd like grab the mask, like turn it the other way so she can't see. Yeah, just mush her face.
She can't breathe.
Yeah. I'm just like inhaling all the plastic. Oh
my God. What if it was like those masks that they have of all the ex-presidents? Like, what if you're wearing like George
Point
Bush?
Break.
Yeah, exactly.
Same shit. Just. Fucking with your mask. No, my fear is it's gonna be just like that scenario, but it's gonna be just she's gonna be like, all right, so I like there's something I want to try. I'd be like, all right, cool, sweet. Like, what are we doing? No. You just sit here, you close your eyes. I'm gonna go grab something. I'm just like, well, okay. I'm already in her room. Like, let's see what the fuck happens. And I know where I just feel something like around me, like a head or something. She's like, shh. It's like a mascot costume. Just like, I want you to dress up as a bear, and I'm just like,
he has a furry fetish.
Yeah, I'm just like, well, I think we may be in over our head here, like that.
Well, here we go.
What if that was like just like the super hot girl is like, yes, I'm gonna have sex with you, but this is what I need to do. Whether it's put on a full mascot costume or go back to like the president's like. Or any of the famous masks. Like, here, you need to put on this mask of William Shatner, and while having sex with me, you need to act like William Shatner.
Oh, yes. Do you like that?
Oh.
It's just simple roleplay.
Or like if you got like the George Bush one on, like, my fellow Americans, this is my dick.
My balls just like shrivel in agony. My balls cringed.
Oh,
like, ah, oh God! I mean, I need an adult. I need an adult.
Yeah.
If that's the case, can I get like an itinerary before I sign up for this? Can you give me just a simple rundown of what to expect? Almost kind of like a movie review. Just like, all right. So,
what does Rotten Tomatoes give this?
Can I talk to some other people you've had sex with so I can generalize on the review?
You got like a 30% approval rating, but Batman vs Superman wasn't that bad. So.
All right, so I'm here in your room looking at the Yelp reviews. Feeling kind of shaky. Feeling, don't know.
Reviews for sex.
You got a 5-star here. It's like amazing. Then you got this 1-star. It's creeping the back. What's that about?
Yeah. Yeah, you fit. I mean, I'm not gonna jump to conclusions because some people, you know.
Probably just bitter.
Yeah, probably just bitter. You know, didn't call him back. But yeah, it says
it
here.
It still has some concerns for me.
Yeah, it says here you were very gassy. Would you like a Beano?
let's try to be.
Can we prevent this? Somehow?
Exactly. I'm saying preventive measures.
Yeah, you know, put one fan in that window blowing out, and then one fan in that window blowing in. Just kind of circulate the air a little bit, and we'll be fine. We'll get through this. And if you don't, then I'm gonna leave. And every time I see you, I'm just gonna call you like Flatulence Vagina. Like, that's your superhero name.
So you're just like saying pussy fart, like
she's bang.
Let's just make this simple.
Simplified, like our fractions.
You don't have 3/6. You have a half. Like let's be real.
You don't have a fleshless vagina. You've got a pussy fart. And
Steve's
like,
face still just.
He's like back to my game.
I just made magnesium, so fuck you bitches.
Steve's an alchemist. Science.
Yeah. With pancakes.
Oh, man. Steve, I'll make you pancakes one day.
Really?
Yeah. I'll use Bisquick, though, sorry. I'm not taking the chance of messing it up.
Making Neptune salty balls pancakes.
Secret ingredient is...
I was like,
I didn't have any salt, so I did a little substitute.
Oh god, a little spank in the
what's
tank.
What's the substitute?
Well,
it's a secret ingredient. We just said that.
What's so secret about it?
Look at the trash unit with the tissues.
Oh, did you just like boil it in a pot? You just like took all the tissues, just like
concentrate,
and then just like
God. Here we have a nice semen au jus for your pancakes.
Nice semen gravy.
Yeah. We like to serve it with some celery and carrots. You just make a little bit on there. It's good.
It's good.
The salty taste really brings out the natural flavors.
Yeah, it does. If you're really going for a kick, you want to eat it with asparagus. It'll make everything nice, funky, and juicy.
We are literally going for the world's worst tasting jizz.
We're on a got crusted up a little bit on that asparagus.
Yeah,
cook it in the oven for a bit.
Make sure to bake it at 350 for 45 minutes.
Yeah, just drink asparagus and then. Pop a couple steel reserves in your gullet, and you're good to go. Maybe smoke a cigar. Yeah. That's how they got ready for the Olympics in the 70s.
Oh my god.
Wait, that's not how people still get ready for the Olympics?
It is if you wanted to be Sweet Cheeks.
Yes.
Could you imagine, like, some world-class runner just, like, eating asparagus and just like shotgunning a fucking steel reserve as he's like smoking a cigar. Like,
we doing this for what, bro?
It's like right before he actually goes out to like run or something. He's like, exactly. Alright, let's do this.
And he like blazes the competition.
There was this, I read this article one time. It was, I think, back in the early 60s or 70s. This dude was, he was an athlete. I'm not sure like which level, but he was pretty high. And he was going to an event to compete, and his taxi got stuck in traffic, and he was going to be late. So this guy gets out of the taxi, runs 2 miles to the event, goes to the event, runs there, and wins.
Jesus. Holy crap. All right.
Yeah. Like, could you
Rock
imagine?
To that dude.
Yeah, he probably fucked like a stallion. That guy.
Like, we're not done yet.
He was like, 87th time is the charm. Strap in, Margaret, here we go.
It's like, it hurt.
It hurt.
It's gonna hurt.
It's gonna hurt more.
It's like, I'm not done, bitch.
And it got dark.
And Luke took it dark.
Sorry,
like the
that's
fifth
what I do.
Time.
Like, come on, we have to, like, explore our dark sides. Kind of like, what, this is like an artistic release, right?
Artistic release, that's what this is.
Now let me unzip my pants and...
Oh, whoa, whoa, no, no!
Steve, you're
it's my art,
pants.
You can't I'm stop me.
Just flip it out here.
It's like a flip phone.
What's that? An ancient device that I've never heard of. Flip phone?
You like, can play Snake on it.
Flip phone. You can play Snake on it.
You could play... It was a good game.
And Tetris. Tetris is a good
Tetris
too.
Was. I fucking love Tetris.
All that monochrome, just looking at it, watching that snake go by.
I think Steve spent way too much time playing Snake on his flip phone.
Probably did.
It's alright. On my Nokia brick, Snake was like the only game I had, and I played the living hell out of that.
Snake was great.
It was always a good time. It's not quite like today where we have just tons of things at our fingertips.
Yeah, what I was just playing was a game where you combine atoms to make new elements. Sounds really boring, but it's really fun.
Yeah, I was about to say, that really sounds... Yeah.
Now I know it. Now I know what the element numbers are.
All right, buddy.
You can help me study for my chem exam then. Thanks. I'll just play that game.
Just play that game. That's all you have to do. Okay, so that's one. That's two.
That's magnesium. Got it. Cool.
Nifty. But, before you guys got here, he and I were trying to figure out something to watch to wait for you guys. And he was like, so, like, what do you... So first he popped on Dragon Ball Z, and we're just like, we don't know what the fuck is going on, because it was one of the newer ones, and it's all in Japanese, and he's like, do you know what the hell's going on? I'm just like, I have no idea. He's freaking, what was it, Vegeta was fighting some giant
Furnace
nipple
thing.
Robot thing.
It
like,
had, like, it had hot nipples. It had hot nipples.
Like right where its pecs would be was like it was like glowing
okay.
Molten.
Oh, like I thought.
And then at one point, its special attack was it farted and it blew it up.
Okay.
Yes, that was its special attack. So. Yeah.
So is that guy in Sweden apparently?
Yeah. Bringing it back full circle again.
Here we go.
He turned into a cartoon and got fiery nips.
Boom.
But, yeah, and then my little brother had put me on his one show called Pickle and Peanut. And I find it's like, it's almost like we all have that one stupid friend that just, he says really intelligent things from time to time, and you're just like, oh, yeah, like, look at you go. And then it's just like, back to stupid, but it, like, flip-flops. It is really, it's almost like a child's version of Squidbillies. It's really
interesting.
It is interesting because some of the episodes are like, what the fuck is going on? Like, and then some of the episodes are actually kind of funny. Like, there's this one where they have Couch Dracula, and he sells couches, and they buy this one couch, and it's haunted. So it chases him around like an old-timey. Murder movie.
Good grief.
Sorry, I just wanted to do this. It had nothing to do with what you were starting.
I know. Ladies and gentlemen, this guy's over here playing with the freaking, how can you say this called?
Clips
binder work. Clips. He's like clipping his pants together.
And he's laughing like a little.
Yeah, about
he's over here like giggling.
Hey, dude, okay. He's
clipping his dick together.
That's weird.
I don't know about that.
I have no idea.
Well, we're gonna let you. The floor is yours.
Yeah, so does Alex wanna like answer that question? Should we call her? Like,
put this.
We have a guest spot right now.
Put this binder clip at the bottom of your scrot. It's gonna be the best orgasm you ever had.
Oh, that's just
it's like
when
it happened. Like, it's like, ow, no,
the room is turning color. Where'd you read this? It was in Cosmo. Of course it was in fucking Cosmo!
Don't you know they torture men?
Pretty much. It's just like, you want to know it's going to be really sexy, ladies? Well, if you put hot candle wax on the tip of his penis, then you give it an Indian brush burn and you flick it in the balls for maximum sensation.
Wow.
Dude, it's just like, Cosmo, the fuck is wrong with you?
What are you smoking?
Like, yeah.
Who have you been with that enjoys that? I don't want to meet them and shake their hands. Like, you put up a lot more shit than
It's just some feminist who's like, what can I do to torture the man?
It's just like, you know what? You just gotta twist his balls just a little bit till he starts to rile in pain and turn colors, and then that's when you know you've hit the sweet spot, ladies. That mimosa was worth it. It's kicking in. So are you. Like, Cosmo, enough with the bullshit. Just really like, give them tips they can actually
use. How many times have you read Cosmo?
Yeah, I know.
Actually, a lot.
It was funny. Like, I'm not gonna lie.
No, dude.
Straight to the skin.
Nah, man. I like magazines. I'll kind of pop open, whatever. But we used to go to Sheets, and it'd be me, my friend Jordan, and my friend Cody, and I'd be like, we would just sit there and be like, Cosmo? Alright, fuck it.
Just like, look around, eating fries, just like,
so like, you pick up a hustler, you're like, nah, Cosmo.
Like, yeah, this is on the internet. This is for like when it's raining outside and it's like dark and misty. It's sunshiny out now. Let's read Cosmo and like find 50 tips to enhance my wardrobe. Like, here, scarves are all the rage this year.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, like, I'd read a lot of shit. And then it was always Cosmo trying to give fucking like BDSM dungeon room sex tips. Get a car battery and strap it to his taint and then punch him in the throat and then cover him in mint julep ice cream and he will have a tingling sensation because he's fucking like going into cardiac arrest.
Yeah, like you're he's fucking got a killing him.
1,000 volts of electricity just flowing through his body.
Yeah, he's got melting ice cream like pulsating and dancing on the back of him. Like, Cosmo, you're fucking up. We'd like to thank Cosmo for sponsoring us as well. Thank you for... So,
yeah, that one's definitely
not. Yeah, that's definitely not. So, Men's Health, what do you think about ball torture?
Yeah, right.
GQ, Esquire, anybody?
Men's Health has an entire magazine dedicated to ball play, or ball torture.
And it's ball
just like,
play.
Ball play. Well, they probably have one too. But ball torture, it's just like the cover, ball torture, everything you need to know. It's like... You open up, don't do it.
Don't
do it.
<It's> like,
that's
the men's perspective.
Pretty much, yes.
It seems simple, like, you
like,
know.
Don't do it. Do you want that to happen to your areolas?
No.
Well, then let's do it.
Right.
Yeah. Let's not be hypocrites here.
Yeah. You guys, you know what they say. Cinnamon rolls, not gender rolls.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Hell's where we're
Do
landing.
Do they say that?
Yeah. All right, so... it's been a good one, gentlemen.
We've gone on for a while this time. Yeah, close to an hour and a half, I think.
Oh, we're just, you know, that beautiful.
Yeah.
Or annoying, I don't know.
A little calm A, a little calm B. But yeah. I think that's going to do it for the third episode of Trophy Husbands. Come back and join us next week.
Yeah, all right. I'm Marcus. You can find me on the Twitter, QUEZMAV. Sam for the Instagram. Just made one. Don't really like it, but I got it.
Take pictures.
I'm not just like, oh, no! I'm just like, oh, that's kind of cool. It's like,
I can't wait till for Marcus's Instagram to be filled with like 100 selfies.
Just exactly.
Like,
boom, poop selfie.
Like, stick out the
boom, sleep selfie. Boom, wake selfie. Breakfast selfie.
Boom, selfie of me taking a selfie.
Yeah.
I'll print like, out selfie. 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 Selfie.
It'd be me in a mirror with my old
yeah,
phone.
Exactly.
Exactly.
The flip phone.
And then Snapchat is SIRMAV, that is Sir Mav. Ominous Steve is ominous with his hood up.
I'm Steve, and I will be in my bed. There you go.
That's find me.
That sounds really creepy.
I'm Luke. Follow me on Twitter, No, that's not right. Come on.
HUKW, Batman symbol song.
How do you spell that? HUKE_LOOVER. That's Hook Louver for my Twitter and Instagram, and for my Snapchat, HUKELOOVER.
And I'm Nick. You can find me on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Snapchat, all at nlenz42, NLENZ42. And I think that's gonna do us, then, gentlemen.
Also, we have our own, we have our Twitter page now too.
Oh yeah, keep
we
up
have
gang, dude.
What is this? The at the True Trophies.
The True Trophies.
Trophy Husbands.
That is the official podcast Twitter that we are also have. yeah. at the True Trophies.
With our one true fan, that fucking sex bot. Hey,
gotta start somewhere.
We gotta start somewhere.
You know, start from the bottom. That's we hear. That now we hear. That's yeah. gonna. We're gonna remember this.
Thank you, sex bot.
She's been here from the beginning.
She's been here with us.
Trying to get us to pay for her fucking shitty cam videos. No, thank you. But yeah, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. So shoot us a message. Get in touch with us if you want to chit-chat with us. Or
if you want to hear a topic,
do all that good shit. You know, namaste, shalom, shabbat, whatever the hell. Have a good day.
Be safe, makes more
man sense. Fuck you.
Man Shevitz.
Man Shevitz to you. The man Shevitz to you, good sir. No, but everybody have a good night. Have a good weekend. Be safe, all that jizzle jazzle. Peace.
Later.
Exactly, Steve. Good sign off.